Why won't the government admit the truth about UAPs? There is something very odd going on when we really sit down and think about it. We have a sky full of UFOs which are now called UAPs, and yet we are trying to detect radio signals to see if life exists in the universe other than our own. I have to wonder if anyone else thinks this is very strange. There are certain UAP sightings which just can't be disproven, and yet these are never talked about in official circles. The biggest lie in history is the one the government is telling us about UAPs, and it is they have no proof they are extraterrestrial. I am not saying this is true for all of them, but it is definitely true for some, and the government knows it. Many whistleblowers of impeccable character have reported we are back engineering UAPs we recovered from crashes. When the scientist Bob Lazar, who it was proven worked at Area 51, said he worked on re-engineering recovered UAPs, it was totally denied by the government, but later proved by an investigative reporter. It was said at the time all his work records were deleted and even his school records. He had a friend named Lear, of Learjet fame, who said he was with Lazar one time and Lazar showed him a UAP as it was being tested in the sky. I believe the government has a policy of delay and delay. The idea is if you delay explaining anything to do with UAPs, the people will just forget about things. Unfortunately, it is true to some extent. The public memory about the flying saucers, which showed up over the capital for a couple of weeks in the early 1950s, is all but forgotten. The only way anyone knows about it is the fact the event will appear in a television documentary once in a long while. Why is it when NASA talked about investigating UAPs they never even mentioned that one which was the greatest UAP event in history? It was the greatest because fleets of UAPs appeared in the same place a couple of weekends in a row, and it was also the greatest because of where they appeared. They were over the White House and Capitol building. How can this event just be ignored by NASA? I am surprised no one has asked the NASA panel why they aren't looking into this. While there is never an answer by the government about retrieved UAPs, several whistleblowers have come forward who know what was going on because they were on military teams which did the retrieval. I remember one saying when they got to the site, a UAP was on the ground and it was in one piece, looking undamaged, but there was a small hole in the side which looked like something made with a laser. Apparently, the atmosphere inside the UAP had escaped and killed the occupants, and it didn't seem to be us who shot it down, because if we had succeeded it would have been with an explosion of some type, probably with a rocket which would have made a big ragged hole in the vehicle. The whistleblower said they had to put on special equipment including oxygen before entering because the atmospheres inside vehicles like this were poison to humans, and even though the atmosphere had escaped, they still had to be careful. At first people were convinced a report by a think tank years ago recommending to the government not to let us know if we make contact because it said people couldn't handle the truth and would destroy social institutions and religions might be right. Somehow after all these years I think the reasons for trying to keep the UAP problem secret has another purpose. I think it is even more than not wanting us to know the government cannot control the UAPs, even though this is true. They seem to go wherever they want and do whatever they want. This is proven in different ways all the time. Flying low and buzzing ships in a fleet illustrates this point. It seems they want to be noticed by the people, and that could be why they are doing things like that. When they went over a couple of missile bases and shut down our intercontinental missiles, whistleblowers told us what happened. It was not an attack, and if they had wanted to, they probably could have set off a nuke and destroyed the base. It seems they were just telling us we were playing with fire. So, why does the government feel they have to hide the true facts from us? Could it be things were done to the aliens to try and find out information which could have cost them their lives? Were some of them, who were said to have been recovered alive in crashes, treated very badly in the name of the advancement of technology, and if that were so, would it surprise anyone? Advanced technology is a gold mine. Whoever can get ahead of another company or even country could become very rich and very powerful. People and governments have done things like that for a lot less of a reward. Maybe the government has angered the extraterrestrials and they are trying to appeal directly to the people. Look at all the things they have done to be noticed lately. Several airports were shut down for a while because of UAP activity. China had a UAP event which shut down one of their airports. The airport was Zhoushan Airport in Hangzhou. UAPs are appearing at many different airports. A UAP appeared over O'Hare Airport in Chicago and was seen by hundreds of people. It happened at an airport in Turkey and in Germany. I am just mentioning a few, but there were more airports. Obviously, the UAP pilots want their UAP to be seen by the public and maybe want more. They might want the public to demand the government not only admit to extraterrestrial visitation, but to have relations with them. While I can only guess at why there are so many UAPs flying over the place, I do not believe for one second they are all misidentified objects in the sky, like planes, balloons, drones and such. Some witnesses have had a very close-up experience and some of the witnesses were commercial and military pilots. It is hard to say they couldn't tell a plane from a UAP. It will be very interesting to see how our world changes if we finally admit to the reality of what is happening and accept the visitors.